Text 60. This pile of Ratri is also known as the Sarva Yagna. In other words, by performing this sacrifice, one can perform all the other sacrifices automatically. This is also acknowledged to be the best of all ritualistic ceremonies. O gentle lady, it is the essence of all austerities. It is the process of giving charity and pleasing the Supreme Controller. So please repeat the last translation. This Prayavrata is also known as the Sava Yagna. In other words, by performing this sacrifice, one can perform all other sacrifices automatically. This is also acknowledged to be the best of all ritualistic ceremonies. O gentle lady, it is the essence of all austerities. It is the process of giving charity and pleasing the Supreme Controller. Purport by His Divine Grace Abhaya Charanarvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Aradhanam Sarvesham Vishnu Aradhanam Param. This is the statement made by Lord Shiva to Parvati. Worshipping Lord Vishnu is the supreme process of worship. And how Lord Vishnu is worshipped in this Prayavrata ceremony has now been fully described. The ultimate goal of life is to please Lord Vishnu by Vanashram Dharma. The Vedic principles of the four Vanas and the four Ashramas are meant for worshipping Vishnu. Vishnu haradyati pumsham nanyat tatosha karanam. The Krishna consciousness movement is also Vishnu aradhanam, or worship of Lord Vishnu, according to the age. The Payavrata method of Vishnu haradhanam was enunciated long ago by Kashyapa Muni to his wife Aditi in the heavenly planets. And that same process is bona fide on earth even now, especially for this age of Kali. The process accepted by the Krishna consciousness movement is to open hundreds and thousands of Vishnu temples of Radha Krishna, Jagannath Balaram, Sitaram, Gornitai, and so on. Tiobipiki. Performing prescribed worship in such temples of Vishnu and thus worshipping the Lord is as good as performing the Payavrata ceremony recommended here. The Payavrata ceremony is performed from the first to the third, to the 30th day of the bright fortnight of the moon. But in our Krishna consciousness movement, Lord Vishnu is worshipped in every temple according to a schedule of 24 hours of engagement in performing kirtan, chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, offering palatable foodstuffs to Lord Vishnu, and distributing this food to Vaishnavas and others. These are the authorized activities of the members of the Krishna consciousness movement. And if the members of the Krishna consciousness movement stick to these principles, they will achieve the same result one gains by observing the Payavrata ceremony. The essence of all auspicious activities, such as performing jagna, giving charity, observing vratas, and undergoing austerities, is included in the Krishna consciousness movement. The members of this movement should immediately and sincerely follow the process already recommended. Of course, sacrifice is meant to please Lord Vishnu. Jagannai Sankirtana Praya Yayanti Sumedasha. In Kali Yuga, those who are intelligent perform the Sankirtan Jagana. One should follow this process conscientiously. Om Agyanti Mirandasya Jannan Janan Shalakayo Takshuram Nagtandina Tasmesh. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Karatha Shiva Shri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. So Srila Prabhupada is saying, our Krishna consciousness movement, the Krishna consciousness, but in our Krishna consciousness movement, undergoing austerities and everything is included in the Krishna consciousness movement. One should follow the process conscientiously. The Krishna consciousness movement is also Vishnu Haradhanam. The Prabhupada, he doesn't fail to glorify his ISKCON. The Prabhupada created ISKCON. Very skillfully and very intelligently. But just by following this process, we have a quite simple sadhana. Following this process, chanting Hare Krishna, attending all the temple programs, worshipping the deities, eating only prasadam, doesn't seem very difficult, but this is the essence of all the vratas. It mentions here the O gentle lady, it is the essence of all austerities and the process of giving charity and pleasing the Supreme Controller. So this is the Prayavrata, is the essence of all austerities. It's a process of giving charity and pleasing the Supreme Controller. In other words, the essence is pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And how do we please him? As Prabhupada mentioned elaborately, by giving, feeding people, giving people foodstuffs, not ordinary foodstuffs, Krishna prasadam, Vishnu prasadam. Who doesn't like that, Vishnu prasadam? So many people join ISKCON because of prasadam. So it's a big factor of ISKCON. It's better than chanting Hare Krishna, some people. Prabhupada asked one of my godbrothers or his disciples, what attracted you to Krishna consciousness? He said, the halva Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada started laughing. So Prabhupada, it's so simple, anybody could have done this, but he didn't. Prabhupada did it on a big scale. And he's showing how easy it is actually. We're doing activities anyway whole day, but you've got to be doing something. So why not do it for Krishna? The whole world is doing something. So why not do it for Krishna? So this is the movement Prabhupada established. That everybody can come and take shelter of this movement and do a little bit of service, chant Hare Krishna, eat prasadam, and go back to Godhead. Prabhupada said, let anybody come here. He was talking about people living in Mayapur and staying in Mayapur. He said, let everyone come. He said, even those who are not Krishna conscious. But even if they're not devotees, he indicated, at least let them come and spend their last part of their life here. This is Prabhupada's compassion. At least they leave in the Dharma, if they leave their body in the Dharma, they're going to go back to Godhead. So one point I was surprised, Prabhupada said that even if they're not devotees, still wish we could let people live here. So this is Prabhupada's compassion. And his complete understanding of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his mission and how to implement it in all walks of life. Prabhupada recommends the Vanashram system, the Vanashram institution, because in this world you've got to do something, you've got to have some kind of social structure, otherwise it doesn't work. So we, in every civilized human, a civilized country of the world, they have some kind of system, social system. So you need a system. Otherwise everything goes wacky. So here is the best system. Why is the best? Because Krishna created it. Chaturvarna Maya Srishtam. I created it. I created these divisions in society. I created the ashrams. Be thou happy by this Jagannath offering. The greatest Jagannath, Harinam Sankirtan. Following the orders of the Lord, Vishnu Aradhanam, the worship of Vishnu is the highest form of worship. Vishnu means Krishna. Vishnu, Krishna. He's the expansion of Krishna. We say Vishnu, Vishnu, but actually it means Krishna. But the Veda is always using the name of Vishnu because he is the all-pervading Lord of the world. He's the controller of everything. So everybody knows that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come by performing the his Harinam Sankirtan. Harinam Sankirtan. This includes all these different jagannaths here, and although this pile of rata is supposed to be the greatest of all vratas, because it ultimately intends in satisfying Vishnu, pleasing Vishnu, and it's feeding everybody. Everybody needs food in this world, so therefore ample distribution of prasadam, and that will save. The Prabhupada has so much faith in prasadam and distribution of prasadam, so because everybody needs food, you need food to eat, otherwise you'll die. So in the Vedas it recommends two kinds of charity are very much praised above all other types of charity. One is clothing, a gift of cloth, and the other one is food grains. Because what do you need in this world? You need some cloth to cover your body. The next thing is you need something to eat. So these two gifts, if you give these in charity, Vishnu is very pleased. They're considered very the topmost gifts. Charities you can give to others. And so when this is done on a profuse scale, then everybody becomes happy and Lord Vishnu becomes happy. So this is the then the purpose of life is fulfilled. We are satisfying Vishnu with the purpose of our existence is to expand the pleasure of Krishna. Bhavusham, the injunction is God is one and He becomes many. We are many. He is that one. So the next question is, why does He become many? Why are we here existing? And the answer is for pleasure. For Krishna's pleasure, of course. In this material world, I think I know the goal of life is pleasure. My pleasure. This is everybody's goal of life. But actually, this Krishna's pleasure is the goal of life. So it's not difficult to be transferred. Prabhupada said everybody is expert at sense gratification. Already expert. They don't need a guru. You don't need to go to guru for your sense gratification. Everybody is very expert. So you use that expertise in satisfying Krishna's senses. Already you have so much experience of sense gratification, now use that same expertise in satisfying Krishna's senses. It's quite a simple switch over. So our Prabhupada has created this, he likes to use this, my our ISKCON. His hours is very familiar because it is something very, very special that this ISKCON. There's no other society like it practically. And Prabhupada established a simple standard. Waking up in the morning, doing all your morning duties according to the scriptures, the rules of cleanliness, etc. Going to the temple, going to the Mangalarti, chanting japa, Srimad Bhagavatam class, and doing, going out the rest of the day doing service for Krishna. You've got to have money, you've got to maintain your children to bring them up to Krishna consciousness. So that's okay, you go and earn money, that's jagna, that's sacrifice. But the sacrifice is for Krishna or Krishna's devotees. You want to bring your kids up nicely. So it doesn't mean that if you're going out and working for money, then it's not Krishna conscious. You're using the money for Krishna's devotees. So then it becomes, everything becomes Krishna consciousness. Yeah, so Prabhupada said we should what did he say? Yeah, we should follow this process conscientiously, with all conscientiously. It means conscientiously means thoughtful of what we're doing, of what the whole program of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is doing, what we're doing here, how we are part of this movement, if you want to be part of it. Conscientiously, you're aware of what we are doing. What we are doing is pleasing Vishnu. It should be. That's what we should be doing. We should question ourselves what, as we go along, what we are doing right now, is it actually a conscientious effort to satisfy the senses of Krishna, or Vishnu, because that's what we're supposed to be doing. We are the many, so the many. Why the many? Because why is he expand as many? For his satisfaction, for his pleasure. Prabhupada says, just as a mother and father, they expand as children. Why? For pleasure. Without house, without children, there's no life, there's no happiness, dead. There's the children running around all the time, want this, want that, playing. Life comes as happiness in the. So similarly, Krishna expands into unlimited living entities. What for? For his happiness, to enjoy relationship with his devotees. Rasa, relationship, this is what Krishna wants, he's interested. Especially when it's done with love and devotion. That's very, very, very want Krishna, very want. So Prabhupada has created this whole society. And he said, I don't want people to say that the Hare Krishnas came, the Hare Krishnas, they danced, they chanted, and then they went away. So build temples. Build temples. So here Prabhupada is saying, especially with this age of Kali, the process adopted, accepted by the Krishna consciousness movement is to open hundreds and thousands of Vishnu temples. Temples of Radha Krishna, Jagannath Balaram, Sitaram, Gaur-Nitai, and so on. Performing prescribed worships in such temples of Vishnu and thus worshipping the Lord is as good as performing the Payobrata ceremony. Haribo. Build the temple, here is your opportunity. The collection room, the reception room is just over the road. Build temples. But especially this temple, this is super duper temple. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire, this revealed by Nityananda Prabhu, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, KVC. Finishing details. I'm going to read something from the Chaitanya-caritamrita because Prabhupada loves to glorify ISKCON. And he brings it right up to date in Chaitanya-caritamrita. What's happening right now and with his god brothers, that's a little bit past, but he brings everything up. But anyway, this is the verse is all based on Krishna Panam Twish Krishnam Sango Pangashra Pashadam Yagne Shankitana Praye Yayantihi Sumedesha. In the age of Kali, those who are intelligent perform the conjugational chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, worshipping the Supreme Person of Godhead who appears in his age, always describing the glories of Krishna. That incarnation is yellowish in hue and is associated with his plenary expansions, such as Sri Nityananda Prabhu, and personal expansions such as Gadadhar, as well as the devotees and associates such as Srup Damodar. So this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in Kali Yuga to give this supreme sacrifice, Harinam Sankirtan. Sacrifice. The essence of all sacrifices, all contained in the process of chanting Hare Krishna in the holy name. Krishna was thinking, long time I did not give my mercy to my devotees. My special mercy. That Braja Prema. He's coming all the time giving his mercy, but a long time I didn't come and give my Braja Prema. And time for my incarnation is coming now. So therefore I will come and I'll take all my parishas with me and my devotees and weapons. And we will come and we will perform the Harinam Shamkirtan. We will smash the poisonous fangs of Kali. And the whole world would drown in the ocean of Harinam. Braja Prema. So this was given before. The love that the inhabitants have had for Vrindavan, they have for Krishna. That's very, very rarely given. But that's just only 500 years ago. This Mahaprabhu who follows the original Krishna, he gave that prema. In the form of Harinam Shankirtan. Golokera Prema Dana Harinama Shankirtan. The Braja Prema that's going on in the spiritual world, that Prema has descended as the Harinama Shankirtan. But Mahaprabhu said to Nityananda, when you were in Puri, you were dancing in ecstasy, you were giving your ecstasy to everyone freely. Mahaprabhu said, I gathered all that ecstasy of yours and I put it in the Ganga, I stored it in the Padma River. When Narottam comes, I'm going to give him all of this storehouse of love of Godhead. So Nityananda Prabhu and all the other, they're storehouses of this Prem. So that Harinam, that Prem of it, comes in the form of Harinam Sankirtan. So therefore the supreme process, because it gives the supreme result. So this is from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila. Hi. No. Okay, this is the Madhavendra's pure devotional service, Madhya Lila, chapter 4. There we are. This is the when they found the deity of Gopal in Vrindavan, Madhavendra Puri. And they were having the anukut. Another anukut was performed for Gopal. And Prabhupada says in the purport, we cannot offer anything else to the deity except for milk, sugar, grains and things like that. The Vaishnava, the perfect human being, does not accept any food not offered to the deities. People are often frustrated with national food policies. But from the Vedic description literatures, we find that if there are sufficient cows and grains, the entire food problem is solved. The Vaishyas, people engaged in agriculture and commerce, are therefore recommended in the Bhagavad Gita to produce grains and give protection to the cows. Cows are the most important animal because they produce miracle food, milk, from which we can make pure ghee and yogurt. The Prabhupada is solving problems, not little problems, but major problems of the world. Prabhupada has that vision how to solve these problems. And he doesn't mind telling everyone, the whole world, how they should be doing here. So here's how we should be eating, with grain, sugar, milk, all these nice things. The perfection of human civilization depends on Krishna consciousness. Depends on Krishna consciousness. The whole world is dependent on Krishna consciousness. This is how bold Prabhupada is preaching. But it's all true. It's exactly true. What he's saying is true. He is dependent on Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness which recommends deity worship. Preparations made from vegetables, grains, milk, ghee and yogurt are offered to the deity and then distributed. Here we can see the difference between the East and the West. The people who come to see the deity of Gopala, they brought all kinds of foods to offer the deity. They brought all the food they had in stock and they came before the deity. And not only to accept prasadam for themselves, but to distribute it to others. The Krishna consciousness movement vigorously approves this practice of preparing foods offered to the deity and distributed to the general population. This activity should be extended universally to stop sinful eating habits as well as other behavior fitting only demons. So Prabhupada is giving a solution here. Krishna consciousness movement vigorously approves the practice of preparing foods and offering to the deities and distributing it to the general populace. This activity should be extended universally to stop sinful eating habits. If you give them nice foods, they stop their eating, sinful eating automatically. As well as other sinful behavior which the demons are performing. That means that cow killing will stop, other killing will stop. Prabhupada, very broad vision. A demoniac civilization will never bring peace within the world. Since eating is the first necessity of human society, survival, nature's first law. A demoniac civilization will never bring peace within the world. Since eating is the first necessity in human society, those engaged in solving the problems of preparing and distributing food should take note from Madhavendra Puri and execute the anukut ceremony. When the people take to eating only prasadam offered to the deities, all the demons will be turned into Vaishnavas. Hari Bol. When the people are Krishna conscious, naturally the government will also be Krishna conscious. That's what the public want, then they have to follow. So even the government. A Krishna conscious man is always very liberal and a well-wisher of everyone. Prabhupada is a well-wisher. He's sinking the whole universe and getting rid of their sins and giving them a process. He's not just making a statement and some good idea, but he's giving a solution also. He's pointing out the problems and giving the solution. Nobody does that. They don't know the problem. Prabhupada sees the problem and the solution. A Krishna conscious man is always very liberal and a well-wisher of everyone. When such men head the government, the people will certainly be sinless. So now Prabhupada is indicating that we make the government Krishna conscious and then they'll become Krishna conscious and make everyone else sinless. And Prabhupada did that. He went to see the Prime Minister of India, Indira Gandhi, when she was here. And he spoke about Varnashram Institute. Yeah, when such men had the government, the people will certainly be sinless. There will be no longer disturbing demons. It is then and then only that peaceful condition can prevail in society. Huh? Lofty, think big, Prabhupada said. My problem, I never think small, Prabhupada said. But he's thinking of how to liberate the whole world. The wonderful festival and installation of Sri Gopalji was arranged in one day. Certainly all this was accomplished by the potency of Gopala. No one but the devotee can understand this. What cannot be accomplished by Krishna? This we often forget. But without Krishna's mercy, nothing will be really achieved. And with Krishna's mercy, anything can be achieved. So certainly all this was accomplished by the prayers, potency of Gopala. No one but a devotee can understand this. The Krishna consciousness movement has spread all over the world within a very short time, within 5 years. So 1966, Institute is 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71. At 5 years, and just started to rocket, grow really big after that. And mundane people are very much astonished at this. This went up to the the Houses of Parliament in Delhi, New Delhi. The Houses of Parliament, and one of the speakers stood up and he said, "This Hare Krishna movement, it's growing like an epidemic. And if we do not do something about it, it'll take over the world very quickly. We have to do something." Very good. He had a good vision. Yeah, mundane people are very much astonished. However, by the grace of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we understand everything is possible. Everything is possible by the grace of Krishna. Why does Krishna have to take 5 years? In 5 days, he could have spread his name all over the world like wildfire. Those who have faith in and devotion to Krishna can understand all these things. How they happen so wonderfully by the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We are simply instruments. In the fierce battle of Kurukshetra, Arjuna was victorious within 18 days. Simply because Krishna's grace was on his side. Wherever there is Krishna, the master of mystics, and wherever there is Arjuna, the supreme archer, then there will certainly be all opulence, victory, extraordinary power and morality. That is my opinion. If the preachers in our Krishna consciousness movement are sincerely devoted, devotees of Krishna, Krishna will always be with them because he is very kind and favorable to all of his devotees. Just as Arjuna and Krishna were victorious in the battle of Kurukshetra, this Krishna consciousness movement will surely emerge victorious. But if we remain, if we but remain sincere devotees of the Lord and serve the Lord according to the advice of the predecessors, the six Goswamis and other devotees of the Lord. As Narottam Das Thakur has stated, Tandara charani seva bhakta sanibas janmi janmi hai ayo pilas. The Krishna consciousness movement, Krishna consciousness devotees must always desire to remain in the society of devotees. Bhakta sanibas. They cannot go outside the Krishna consciousness movement society. They cannot go outside the Krishna consciousness society or movement. You cannot go out. You've been ordered by Pope. Within the society, we must try to serve the predecessors by preaching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's cult and spreading his name and fame all over the world. If we attempt this seriously within the society, it will be successfully done. There is no question of estimating how this will happen in the mundane sense, but without a doubt, it happens by the grace of Krishna. We may not understand. There's no question of estimating how it will happen. Like Prabhupada's godbrothers were saying, oh, Briti Briti Chatavaganara Gram Savatra Prachahoibi Morana. Every town and village of the world, the holy name will be heard. Prabhupada's godbrothers were saying, is it just a saying, like something, just an overemphasis of something, or it can't be real? That how can the holy name go with the Malechas and the Yavanas and Swapacha Chandalas? How can the holy name go to these impure people, impure places? It must be just a phrase, like meaning it can spread all over India and the extent of India. They didn't understand. So Prabhupada's saying it. So they were wondering, but then Prabhupada come and done it, and they praised Prabhupada for it. Prabhupada was the one. We didn't know how to do it. We thought it was just the same. But practically now we've seen that Swami Prabhupada, he's actually done it. He's fulfilled this prediction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this way, this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was received by Advaitacharya very nicely, and then we had a little festival. In this way, in the house of Advaitacharya, in this way all the opulences of Advaitacharya, his faith, devotion, home, riches and everything else, were successfully utilized in the worship of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Purport. Advaitacharya set an ideal example for the household of devotees in his reception of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees in his execution of daily festivals at home. If one has the proper means and wealth, one should occasionally invite the devotees of Lord Chaitanya who are preaching all over the world and hold a festival at home simply by the distribution of prasadam and talking about Krishna during the day and holding congregational chanting for at least 3 hours in the evening. This procedure must be adopted by all centers in the Krishna consciousness movement. Did you hear that procedure? They should occasionally invite the devotees of Lord Chaitanya who engage in preaching all over the world and hold a festival at home simply by distributing prasadam and talking about Krishna during the day and holding congregational chanting for at least 3 hours in the evening. This is how to serve the Vaishnavas. The Grihasthas can serve them. This procedure must be adopted in all the centers of Krishna consciousness movement. Thus they will daily perform Sankirtan Jagana. In the Srimad Bhagavatam 11.5.32, the daily performance of Sankirtan Jagana is recommended for this age. Jagana Sankirtana Praya Yajanti Hi Sumetasha Su. One should worship Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his four associates, the Panchatattva, by distributing prasadam and hold in congregational chanting. Indeed, that jagana or sacrifice is most recommended in this age of Kali. In this age, other jaganas are not possible to perform, but this jagana can be performed everywhere and anywhere without difficulty. So here we're reading about the Payo Rata being the greatest of all ratas, but the acharyas are pointing out that that is contained within the Sankirtan Jagana. That is the main sacrifice for the age of Kali, the Sankirtan Jagana. So we can see how Prabhupada's made this movement, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, based on this process of Harinam Sankirtan, dancing, chanting, eating prasadam, and worshipping Krishna. And as a result, people are becoming happy. And you should become happy. It's a joyful process. It's the topmost joy. Goloka Prema Dana Harinam Sankirtan. Come into this world. Okay. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Harinam Sankirtan Jagana Ki. Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Nitai Go Premanandi, Hari Hari Ho. Thank you. Jai, Shri Prabhupada.